All right, everybody. I got the distinct pleasure of sitting in with Corey Medina and Brothers, and they've got a lot going on tonight, and they're going on first, so I apologize to everybody coming on after them. I'm sorry. So guys, how long have you been doing what you're doing, and like, how'd you all get started?
I think all of us have been doing collectively what we're doing for maybe all together, maybe like 60 years worth of experience from both the classical side all the way down to the just roots, bluegrass side to the bar band side, everything. And you know, being that there's three generations in our band and just kind of living out different music scenes, it's been really cool to kind of all come together, and we kind of have do a soulful old sound. And so yeah, but we've been together full time for about good, this summer's gonna be 4 years, I think. So yeah.
And being from the Minneapolis area, how is it that your style is, your guys, you do the blues rock versus the funk and R&B side. Mm-hmm. So how did you guys decide to do that versus what everybody else is doing?
I'm from the South, and I moved up to Northern Minnesota, and it's just kind of something that I brought with me, and it was something that already existed in Northern Minnesota, kind of in the roots up there. People kind of like things a little heavier, sometimes a little bluesier. And there's a big appreciation for that. And yeah, it kind of stuck like glue. And these guys jumped down with me and just added a whole nother flair to it that wasn't just bluesy, but just added all different types of feels to it. So yeah, and it works for us. We know what mood and style we're going for, but we just let it be ourselves in our own unique way. And we like that. We like that we do stand out a bit. Sometimes we don't play the most popular stuff, but we know we like to play it, and people catch on because we put our all into it. So,
and how can people outside of the Minneapolis, Minnesota area, how can they listen to your music? Because I know you do lots of covers. I know you guys are on social media. You do covers better than the original artists, and so I hope those guys listen and decide they need to step up their game. But if not, just how can people get a hold of that, see those videos, and get any music that you do have currently available?
Yeah, and it's kind of weird because my first album's on Spotify and all that stuff.
Old Dog Crying, if y'all don't know.
Yep, Old Dog Crying. And that's the album that they started learning when they came, you know, because I wrote that in Minnesota with guys who are from Shiprock. And they came up, so that's the album that's really the only thing that's digitized right now. But really, we love just putting out live content. So really, honestly, our Facebook and YouTube page is the best place to go. We have a video coming out pretty soon. We have a series called Kick Snare Hat, where all Eric gets to play with is literally a kick snare hat, and we try to get through the song and best we can and as funky as we can. And yeah, so Facebook and YouTube is the best spots to really find our content. So.
And then for each of you, tonight's theme is Nothing Compares to Prince. We're going to be celebrating the legacy, and I know you guys are doing an amazing song. I'll let you guys talk about that. But so go ahead and let the listeners know, like, what song you guys are doing tonight, and like what Prince means to you guys, like why it's important to play events like this to keep his legacy alive.
Yeah, me being a non Minnesota native, I'm from, you know, New Mexico. You know, Kiss was still a big thing. My mom had his cassettes growing up, and so it's been cool to kind of move to Minnesota and see how thick the scene is here in that, and it's awesome, and I love it, and it's cool. And the song that we pick is really just kind of, it really brushes up on kind of the more serious side of it rather than the dancey, funky side of it. It's more of him just kind of saying, like, this is what, you know, this is what I'm trying to say, you know, listen up. And it's cool that we get to do that. And and Eric could share some about just kind of his influence because he grew up right down the street.
Yeah, I grew up in Eden Prairie, Minnesota, which is Prince's in Chanhassen, where Paisley Park is, which is neighbors, basically. And for me, growing up as a kid, we would have Prince sightings every now and then in video stores or just riding his bike down the highway, and it was always cool to have like a rock star neighbor, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
So now to play this event, it's totally an honor to come full circle, and it's really truly a pleasure and an honor to do that.
And being a musician in the area, have any of you guys got to play with him? Do you know if he knew of you? Did he pop into a gig? Because I know he was notorious for that too, just stopping in.
No. He was, well, we're based in Northern Minnesota.
Yeah. So really, our presence down here has just been in the last couple of years.
Yeah. Yep. So, yeah. Yeah. So he, but I remember Eric and I, we're all playing together when, you know, when it was a fortunate when he did pass, and that's the song we played because our following gig the next day after he passed, you know, everyone was playing Purple Rain, and you know, just to honor him and Manon, I found that song and it just worked. And this is going to be our first time playing that ever since.
Yeah.
You know, because I love Prince, but I let the pros kind of, you know, I can't sing like him, and it's definitely a compliment when I say that. So I think tonight we're going to leave the funky stuff to the people who can pull it off, and we're going to kind of put our own groove to Dear Mr. Man.
And I think from just what I've heard, I think he would look down and he would smile, because again, everybody does this song, everybody does that song, everybody does this song, and they all want to be just like him. Like, instead of just putting their own spin on it and being original, it's, well, let me see how princely I can do this Prince song. And he always posted, he didn't really like people doing covers in the first place, but he hated, or at least he posted that he hated when it was karaoke and you were trying to be Prince. And man, there's one Prince and there's only one, like, this guy, one that guy. Dang. So be you. Don't try to be Prince. Future musicians, don't try to be Prince. Stop that shit now. So when y'all do your song tonight, which y'all hopefully will hear, Dear Mr. Man, I know it's going to be amazing. I would hope that he would be smiling down and saying that is how the fuck you do a cover.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
Everybody, Corey Medina and Brothers, they're my first interview. They're the first show up tonight. We're going to try to get some recordings of their show because it's going to be awesome. We're going to try to go live for some of y'all who slacked off and didn't get a ticket. And you get a chance, pick up their new stuff as it comes out.
Yes.
Support the Old Dog Crying record. It's still out there. It took me a minute to find it, but I found it. Get it. And support the YouTube channels.
Yes.
Like, share, tell everybody. And just let's get these guys out, because these guys are amazing and they need to be heard by the masses. And if y'all are on the highway or the interstate following me home, y'all are going to hear them. We're going to have the windows down, and we're going to have the CD I just got handed. We're going to have it cranked. So,
yes.
Corey Medina and Brothers, guys, have a great show tonight.
Yes.
We'll talk again afterwards, and thanks for talking to us here first.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.